61. Futurematic. That shape that Laney sees when he looks at Harwood, at the Idoto, at Rydell, and these others, has never before been a place for him, an inhabitable space. Now, driven by a new urgency, and augmented by virtually the entire population of the walled city, working in a mode of simultaneity that very nearly approximates unison, he succeeds in actually being there, within a space defined by the emerging factors of the nodal point. It is a place where metaphor collapses, a descriptive black hole. He is no more able to describe it to himself, experiencing it, than he would be able to describe it to another. Yet what it most nearly resembles, that place where history turns, is the hole he has posited at the core of his being, an emptiness as devoid of darkness as it is of light. And Harwood, he knows immediately, though without knowing how he knows, is there. Harwood? Colin Laney. An evening for miracles, the unexpected. You told them to burn the bridge. Is there no privacy? You're trying to stop her, aren't you? I suppose I am, yes. Although without knowing exactly what it is I'm attempting to stop her from doing. She's an emergent system. She doesn't know herself. Do you? Do you know what you want? I want the advent of a degree of functional nanotechnology in a world that will remain recognizably descended from the one I woke up in this morning. I want my world transfigured, yet I want my place in that world to be equivalent to the one I now occupy. I want to have my cake and eat it too. I want a free lunch. And I've found a way to have it, it seems. Though you have too. And what, we have to ask ourselves, went wrong there? You chose it. You chose to take 5SB. In the orphanage, we volunteered to be test subjects, but we had no idea what we were taking. And I chose to take the 5SB based on results collected from you, Laney. You and a girl named Jennifer Moe, who subsequently became the homicidally obsessed stalker of an astonishingly boring actor named Kevin Burke. She committed suicide while holding him hostage at a meditation retreat in Idaho. Laney knows the story of Jennifer Moe. It has haunted him since he first read it several years ago as a classified government document. Why hasn't it gotten you, Harwood? Why hasn't it kicked in? Perhaps because I'm too perfectly self-obsessed to become interested in anyone else. It's been all gravy for me, the next best thing to knowing the future. Better, actually. Just that little degree of free will, and we're so much more happy, aren't we? And looking backward is very nearly as much fun as looking forward, though our digital soup does thin out rather rapidly that way down the timeline. Amazing, though. That business around Curie's husband changed everything, and who knows, I ask you, Laney, who knows?
We do.
Yes, we do.
It's changing again. Tonight.
This morning, rather. Pacific Standard, very early. But yes, it is. And I'm here to see that it changes in the directions I prefer it to, and not in others.
We're going to try to stop you.
Of course. That's the shape of things tonight, isn't it? I couldn't expect otherwise. Now Laney feels two things simultaneously. A coldness, physical and inescapable, rising beneath his heart, and the secret, ranked presence of the individual inhabitants of the walled city, arrayed behind him like clay soldiers set to march forever across the floor of an emperor's tomb. Yet these will move, should Laney require them, and he senses as well the presence of Rei Toe, and he knows that the configuration is not yet complete.
She's here, Laney. She's in the flow. You've done that, you and your friends.
But it won't help now, because I'm going where you won't find me, for the duration, till the deal is done. Your friends aren't the only ones who learned how to secede. And with the cold rising around his heart, Lainey knows that this is true, that Harwood is going now, inverting himself into an informational wormhole of the sort the walled city exists within. And reaches down. It seems like down, though in this place there is neither direction nor ordination. A legion reaching with him to find.